CliffCentral.com.
So I'm very, very excited because I mentioned this this sofa of ours, this couch, which is like the famous, I think it's probably one of the most famous ones in the whole world. And you may remember it. I'll put a picture up and show you just now. It's been pretty worn out over the years because you remember we used to have that sex talk show, Leanne?
I was just going to say, every time I look at that couch, I think about the sex show. And yes. I think of who has sat on there naked.
Exactly. Well, this is why it was all worn out and we needed to have it recovered. And I was ready to leave it at the old premises, right? And then everybody said, no, you have to keep this this couch. You've got to keep it going because people love it and it's famous and everything else. So I said, look, one of the big problems about it is that the sex talk show, they had naked people sitting on it and obviously the upholstery was terrible. So what we decided is that... MASH knew some people at Damascus, right? They manufacture and refurbish sport and gym equipment. Some of their clients include Virgin Active, Planet Fitness, Viva Gym, Standard Bank, and they've got lots of others too. They're also very involved with the two boxes that we have on the show today, and we're going to meet these two amazing people. But first, I want to thank Sherwin, who is here in the studio. He is there's Sherwin. Sherwin, get up on screen here. I want to show people... What you're dressed to the nines this morning. Look at you.
Wow, looking sharp.
Fantastic. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me, Gareth, and to all your audience as well.
Yeah, and thank you for refurbishing. I just want to show people what it looks like now. It's just been redone. And here's a picture of Retabile sitting on it. Done in black leather. It looks amazing. And it really is. It's spectacular what you guys have done here. And I thought we need to find out more about you, but also to find out about these two boxes that you've brought in for us this morning. So how's Damascus doing? How's business?
Yeah, it's going very well. just a bit of our background is, we initially started off as an upholstery business.
Yes.
And, back in 1967. And so
well established.
Well
business.
Established. Yeah. And, it wasn't well established, but, not to the scale we are right now. And we ran it as an upholstery business for many years. And when I took over at the helm of the business, I decided to take a slightly different direction in terms of the provision of seating for gym equipment. So still very much upholstery inclined. And then started manufacturing slowly a range of functional training and sports equipment. And now in particular, boxing.
Well, it's an incredible business, and I know you guys do quality stuff because I've seen it in the gyms, and obviously, the boxing bags are a big part of this.
Yes.
And I've never used one because I'm useless, but we've got two people here who are very familiar with this stuff. First of all, I have to just welcome Dingaan Thobela, who in South Africa doesn't know that name? The Rose of Soweto. What an incredible, successful, brilliant and talented sportsman you are. And it's such a pleasure to have you here, Dingaan. So nice to see you. Thank you for coming in.
No, thanks for having me, Gareth.
Yeah, so tell everybody what you've been up to, because obviously you stopped your professional boxing career some time ago. But what have you been doing since then?
Well, boxing is part of my life, and I will never turn my back on boxing.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not boxing myself.
Sure, but you're still involved.
Yeah, I'm still involved. And of course, with the help of Damascus, we want to make sure that boxing is taken very seriously and consider that it can help to better the life of a boy child and a girl child out there.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, boxing is a real discipline. You learn it early on in life. It teaches you many things apart from the obvious physical advantages that it will give you. Sure. But I mean, our former president was a boxer.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Madiba. You met him a couple of times.
I met him a couple of times, and he told me how he went about and in having to, fight as an amateur and all that. And,
absolutely.
It was great to meet him.
Well, I'm just happy to meet you, and we'll talk to you in a second. I also want to introduce Kane, who's here. He is a new boxer on the scene, and he's doing extremely well. He, at 21, holds the distinction of being the youngest lightweight champion, and he's currently reigning Gauteng lightweight champion, number one contender in his division in South Africa. So that's an incredible selection of already impressive results for you. Have you been around Dingaan before?
No, thank you for having me.
Sure, man.
Like I said, I'm the opposite of the Rose here. I just started my boxing career now. But I can't wait for the future that holds for me. Just started now. I've been boxing for like 5 years now.
Incredible.
And I've been catching everything up quickly with my great coach, Gert Strydom, as well. So
yeah.
Everything's coming together. And yeah, like I said, the future's going to be good for me. I'm still a young prospect and I can't wait.
And obviously your involvement with Damascus, I mean, how do you support these guys and what level of engagement do you have with them on a regular basis?
So we've taken a slightly more strategic approach to sponsorships and investment into the athletes themselves. So we've been quite selective because, you know, quite frankly, every boxer out there needs a sponsorship, but yeah, not all of them are necessarily worthy.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the boxers themselves, you know, not necessarily always loyal and not always predictable. And,
well, it's a tough business.
It really is. And so, you know, we've initially taken the approach of supporting the coaches and the trainers because their longevity in the industry is far more reaching than, you know, the average lifespan of a boxing career. And so we've aligned ourselves with many of the coaches, but, you know, from time to time there comes a little gem that can't be, you know, passed by. And we've got a established relationship with Kane's coach, Gert Strydom. And, you know, we've identified him as a real genuine prospect, not only from his skill perspective, but just in terms of his very nature and dedication and discipline and approach to life.
That's pretty awesome, man. I mean, it's nice to have a big brand like this back you, huh? Yeah. I mean, it makes a massive difference.
Makes you work harder.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, Dingaan, tell me, you know, with you, for a lot of people, how did boxing become a part of your life? Tell me the backstory there, because it's now been many years, but I mean, this is the stuff of legends.
Yeah.
And when we talk about how people start getting into a sport, I mean, it's not always an easy path, right? And boxing, sure, especially, you really have to work damn hard all the time, consistency, discipline. But tell us where it all started for you.
Well, it's all started in the dusty street of Soweto, you know, where I had to fight back, you know, when I was bullied. And, you know, I had to cry, go back home after being bullied and being, you know, ruffled by all my elders and all that. So I had to defend myself, you know, go back home and cry. Dad say, go fight back and all that. And I started fighting back. And went all the way. And today I'm happy that I did that. And I'm called the 3-time world champion today.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that there are many people in the world who know your name very well as a result of that. But what do you think separates the best fighters from all the others? The truly amazing champions, the ones who can break the records, who can run the game.
Yeah.
Who are those people and why do they do better? What does it take?
Well, athletes who are more sure of themselves, you know, that's there. You have to believe in yourself and know that nothing is impossible. You can, you know, you can go get it. I'm sure when we're looking at the people like Floyd Mayweather, which is a top athlete today, he started in the street himself, you know, in the ghetto. In the ghetto, he surpassed all adversity, and now he's one of the multiple world champions. So I will say to a young boy like Kane, to say, you know what, nothing is impossible. When you want to do it, you can go do it. You know, I was making a joke now outside with him. I was saying, I started as a junior lightweight. He wants to go back to the junior lightweight, but he's a lightweight now. Mm-hmm. But I started as a junior lightweight and I went to the lightweight and I ended up as a super middleweight. So I was asking him and his coach that would he follow in that footstep to become a super middleweight?
Well, what do you say?
Most definitely.
Yeah. So listen, how much, or, you know, outside of the ring, what kind of stuff? I mean, obviously diet is massively important, training. You mentioned your coach already. What are the things that aren't so glamorous about this sport that people don't know about that you guys both, you and Dingaan, can tell us about this morning?
No, so the main thing basically is also sacrifices you have to make, like from a young age. Like when I knew I wanted to be a boxer, I knew from the start, no drinking, No smoking, no partying, no going out. So
for sounds years, like a horrible life. Those are all yeah. the things. Those are the only things I enjoy.
So for me, basically, yeah, the same thing. Like never go out, stay at home.
Oh no!
3 times a day at the gym.
And that's why I decided to do the yeah. manufacture rather than being on the other side of
it. Yeah, sure. And you've got the better job. At least you can still have some fun in between.
But yeah, at least I like it. That's what I wanted to do from a young age, and I knew what it's going to take to be the best. So
yeah.
I took it all in, and I'm starting to doing it, and I'm liking it.
And obviously, there's a lot of inspiration for you. I mean, you mentioned Floyd Mayweather, Dengan. I mean, there are probably people all over the world, and you might end up actually taking on some of your heroes at some point, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your inspiration?
My inspiration is, I don't know, I take step by step. I mean, from a young age, I watched boxing since 7, 8 years old. I always wanted to box. My dad told me, once you're older, 16, 17, if you wanted to box still, I'll take you. So couldn't wait. When I was 16, I told my dad, okay, take me to the gym. I want to box. And I met Coach G, and from there, I've learned everything fast. I dropped out of high school, grade 12, to pursue my dream, and I'm glad everything is working out.
That's terrific. That's really good. And you mentioned Coach G, Gert Strydom. Just tell me about how his influence has shaped your career.
No, he's been a big role in my part. I mean, even... He can tell you I was sleeping in the gym with him because he stayed up by the gym, just like a floor up. So I was always there. Weekends, I stayed in, slept over to train more, to be in the gym. And yeah, he's like a second father to me. I mean,
it's amazing.
I can talk to him whatever I want to, whenever. And also, yeah, he's like a second father to me.
It's amazing. It's amazing. All right. So Dengan, who were your major influences when you were growing up? And you were starting off in boxing.
Yeah, of course, Muhammad Ali, you know, was
yeah,
you know, look up to him. But well, I started as a karate. You know, I didn't want to do boxing. I started with the karate.
Yeah,
and my favorite, star was Bruce Lee. You know.
Oh yeah, and, of course.
you know, I'll wake up in the morning and do exactly what Bruce Lee does. But it developed, you know, having to listen to Muhammad Ali on radio, and that inspired me. Is it? And I took that route. I'm glad that I live up to that standard, whereby I had to fight maybe closer to like him, and I went to all the way to become a world champion. I heard when you asked Kane, and I said to him, every boxer's dream is to become a champion.
Mm.
Yeah. When you start jumping into the ring and training and all that, you want to be a champion, be it provincial, national, international, world champion.
Absolutely.
You want to be a champion because that drives you to get to that level.
And if you could have a dream fight, you know, when you were at your absolute best, who would you, if you could have fought anybody in the world, who would you have fought? And maybe you already did.
Yeah, well, I had to fight all the superstars which were there. There was Rocky Lodgridge, who was very tough, and I looked up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Salvador Sanchez, you know, I think at my early age, I was called, you know, the nickname Sanchez, but it changed quickly to Rosa Soweto. That's why today people know me as my nickname, Rosa Soweto. But Chavez, those are the people that I looked up to. I thought, If I get an opportunity, you know, I was very ambitious. You know, they were superstars, but I thought I can fight them. But I'm glad that I got to that level.
How often are you in the gym, Kane?
Every day.
Every day.
Every single day, probably like 3 times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, it's hard work, eh?
It's hard work.
That's really, and you got a decent Damascus boxing bag there as well, right?
No, you've got it all there. Gloves, bags, body bag, you name it.
I love it. Well, listen, I mean, it's great to have you guys here, and thank you so much for refurbishing our old couch. It looks brand new now, and we're going to be using it in all of our photographs again. And it's such a pleasure to spend time with Dengan Tobela. Really, sir, it's such an honor to see you. And you're still looking fit, young, and healthy. I don't know what I would have thought after all those bouts in the ring, you would be a tired and broken man. But look at you. You look better than me.
No, thanks for inviting us. You know, it's great. You know, one thing I want to say also about Damascus is that, you know, most of the gyms, you know, you can say 80% of the gyms are not well equipped.
Yeah.
You know, from my days, You know, we will.
Are you talking about boxing gyms, especially
boxing gyms, right. Even general gyms.
Yes,
we need more, you know, equipment to be able to equip yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just come in an open space and just put, you know, benches and all that. And but now, when we get, you know, equipment, that will help to prepare you.
Yeah,
you know? I'm very sure that I will say to all, you know, the listeners, the listenership, your listenership, that. It will be great. Let them visit the Damascus office. They will find magics, because there is everything that will help you to prepare for any, you know, engagement.
You need the right equipment. I mean, that's true, right, Sherwin?
Absolutely.
And a lot of these, I think also boxing is a sport that appeals across the board to people, whether you come from a rich background or a poor background. You want to learn to have that discipline and that skill and be an athlete in that sport. But I'm afraid Dingaan's probably right. There are lots of these gyms that just don't have the equipment, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a bit of a carnal element to it, right? It's almost an impulsive response to certain things, you know, this element of fighting. But, yeah, with the right equipment, without the right equipment, you know, your success is always very limited. And we've prided ourselves in the manufacture of possibly the best equipment sometimes in the world.
Mm-hmm. What's your best-selling product?
So probably our 50-kilo heavy-duty punch bag. Nice. It's almost a staple that you'll find in most good professional gyms. And I have to say that a lot of the professional gyms have been making investments and, you know, improving the quality of the equipment. And, you know, it's so important to be able to reinvest into your own product and your own brand. And a lot of the boxing gyms have identified that with the investment of good quality products, you know, people will come and people will patronize your establishment.
Very good. It's also it's good to know these people, because no one's going to look for trouble with you if you're friends with all the boxers, yeah. Right, Sherwin? That's about right. Yeah. You wanted to say, Dingaan?
Yeah, I wanted to say something on that punch bag, you know.
Yeah.
We've got that GBV story,
yeah,
right?
Gender-based violence problem in this country.
I will say to all the men out there, you know, get a punch bag. Each and every household should
and
have
the girls
should have
the girls should have a punch bag to learn how to hit back.
Yeah, when you want to, you know, when you're angry and all that, get into that bag, hit that bag as much as you want.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get out that frustration.
Yeah, just take it out on that bag. Hang right back there if you are angry and you want to fight and you want to show up your muscle and all that. Muscle up on that bag.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wouldn't look for trouble with either of you two. I'd definitely rather take on a punch bag that can't punch me back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in to see us this morning. Thanks for sorting out the sofa for us. We love it. And we will hopefully be seeing you all again soon. And good luck. I mean, you know, you've got obviously a huge career ahead of you, Kane, and it's going to be very, very exciting to watch you. So a big thank you to Kane Faree. Big thank you to the great Dingaan Torbella and to Sherwin Enoch. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, very nice to have you guys here. And Damascus Sport, you find out more by going and following them on social media. They've got a lot of cool stuff there as well. And you can go to damascussport.com if you want to find out more. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there's a nice comment, Gareth, from Carl De Santos, if you have a look at the comments.
What does he say here? Would Dingaan have beaten Baby Jake?
No, not that one. Much further down.
Oh, okay. I'm not at Virgin Active right now, looking right at Damascus jumping. I'm at the Virgin Active right now, looking at the Damascus jumping blocks. No idea it was local. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're a 100% locally manufactured brand, and we pride ourselves in the provision of you know, good quality equipment that can stand or go toe-to-toe, using the boxing analogy, with some of the big global brands out there.
Well, yeah. I can tell that that's true. Thank you all very, very much. Have an awesome Monday, everybody, and keep warm. Cliffcentral.com.